do enjoy watching him play because he's got all the tools.
Puck all the way down in the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk, Cilia. Joe comes out of there with it. Up the near side, DeSaint foul. And then back to the corner in Cilia. Badgers hemmed in a little bit, but now here's Palatichuk with it. Under 7 minutes left in the third. 6-1 Wisconsin. Six different goal scorers tonight. Cilia, Lindmark, Finley, Tassie, Lucius, and Horbach. Finley's a penalty shot conversion.
I'll be able to tell his grandkids about that one.
For sure. And the Badgers just ragging the puck a little bit. Here's Jugnauth now. Up the center circle and Dick. Cuts to his left across the line. Stick handling, shooting, blocked. Ricochet to Fitzgerald in the slot. He overskates. Gathered in by Messina. Messina has seen a lot more playing time as a fifth-year player than he did his first 4 years. Only 49 games played in his first 4 years. One goal and 6 points, but out of necessity, injuries, and departures, Messina's played every game this season. Two goals, 6 points for Dalton Messina.
And has become an impact player as a result of it.
He's
the guy that they look to in certain situations. He spends a little too much time in the penalty box, but other than that, he's had a pretty productive time.
Here's Montez, who looks like he's going to be a pretty good player for Ohio State. The freshman forward, 16, whips it out to Johnson. Long-range shot. Oh, it hit Fitzgerald. He got out of the way of it. He'll get credit for a block shot. And then out to center, the Badgers have it. Tyson Dick will take it from there. Again, only 11 returning players for Ohio State from a team that finished in third place last year in the Big Ten. A wraparound chance by Scholes, stopped by Everly. Made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament as well.
Oh.
15 newcomers for the Buckeyes. So very much a work in progress. Badgers four licking to Stramel. 5:10 left in regulation. 6-1 Wisconsin. Puck bouncing around in the high slot. Now this is when it's a game like this on the winning end or the losing end. Here's Lindmark as he chipped it towards the net. Deflected to the corner. He tracked it down. Now Jugnauth. It tends to get a little sloppy, and coaches don't like sloppiness.
Nope. Even if you're down 6-1 or up 6-1,
yep.
Don't rest on your laurels or show me that you've given up.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and try and do the same things that we've talked about every day in practice, and if you do that, things will work out.
It's Holiday with a steal. He'll skate ahead. Three Badgers back. Drop pass Burnside. Walks around Lindmark. Finds Holiday right wing. Back to the slot for Burnside. His one-timer. He didn't make contact with it. Bantle may have gotten a piece of his stick.
Yep.
6-1 Badgers with the lead. Wisconsin again has Penn State at home next weekend. Then a couple of weeks off. And then off to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee for the quick trip. Holiday faceoff. The Badgers will face Air Force on Thursday night, December 28th at 7:30. And then the following night, the Badgers will play either Minnesota Duluth or Northeastern in the consolation or championship games. Ticketmaster is where you can get your tickets to the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Looking forward to going back down there. That was fun. Well, the last 2 years, Badgers won in the inaugural event 2 years ago, lost a year ago, but faceoff won at center ice, and Bricky fires it on goal from 100 feet. McClellan, an easy save. 4 minutes to go here. Now the Badgers misfired on a headman pass and ice the puck. Hey, RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season.
Northeastern, who upset Boston College last night, ended up falling to Boston College 3-1 tonight.
Yeah.
And Air Force has... I shouldn't say that. They got beat by Bentley 3-0. So Air Force is a 500 club. They're 8-9-1.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the most animated coach in the history of the game.
Frank Ceratori.
Oh, he's a beauty.
Who actually coached Mike Hastings in junior hockey back in the early 80s in Austin and Rochester.
When I was a recruiter here at the UW Badgers, we took two or three people out of Rochester off of Frank's team, and that was the most honest, blatant in-your-face conversations I ever had. When I would sit in his office and ask him about somebody, oh, yeah, you are not going to get anything sugar-coated. I can guarantee you that.
Face-off won by the Buckeyes. Long-range shot glove by McClellan. He hangs on. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. 3:42 to go in the third. It's 6-1 Wisconsin. Steal behind the net by Cassidy. A wraparound pass in front for Brown, broken up by the Badgers. Johnson holds at the point. He'll dump it back deep. Sawyer Scholl does a nice job to cancel out Brown behind the net, but Brown's got it now. Steps to his right, looking to slide it in front to McClellan. Read the play and able to snag that puck on his knees. And another faceoff to come in 3:22 left in the third. Ohio State will head back to Columbus and play Minnesota next weekend. And then a few weeks off before hosting Mercyhurst on December 30th. The Badgers and the Buckeyes will meet again in Columbus on February 16th and 17th. Scholl to take the faceoff. Finley out there. So is Stramel. Buckeyes won the draw, though. Montez with it. Turnaround shot blocked. To the corner, gathered there by Scholl and heaved out through center by Finley. Stramel shoulder to shoulder with McBrayer, jammed that puck free, and Scholl engaged with Guzzo right corner. Finley came swooping in trying to pick up the loose change, but overskated, and it's bumped out to center, and Finley will turn and fire it over the outstretched glove of the goaltender Eberle, and back out to center it goes.
Tried to launch one.
Here's McBrayer now. Up ahead, Carfagna, and the defenseman snaps off a shot. McClellan made that save look very, very easy.
Yeah, and all those are perimeter shots. There's not much traffic in front of them.
Nope.
You've got to have a pretty much a laser to get by Kyle McClellan here tonight. And again, when you're top of the circles and you're about to get your head taken off by Jason Bantle, you get rid of the puck, and it didn't have a lot of mustard on it, to say the least.
22 shots on goal for Ohio State tonight. They potted only one. 6-1 Wisconsin. Borlicki after the draw. Got it ahead through center. Went off the stick of Wahlberg, so no icing. Bumps it to the corner in Klee, and then he'll heave it over the Badgers point man Borlicki, and now Ohio State has just iced the puck. Don't miss the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us to discuss their squads and the series to come. And our next show is scheduled for Wednesday, December 6th. Also catch Coach Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest, available on the Badger Hockey X account, UW Facebook and YouTube page, and UWBadgers.com. Puck in the Ohio State zone. Wisconsin's Horbach trying to dig it away from Holiday. Holiday won that first battle, and now he just got tripped up and went down on his belly, but no penalty called.
I was about to say, why does he have two sticks? But then I realized that Jack Horbach doesn't have a stick and went back to the bench and got one.
Bantle back in his own end now. He'll skate ahead. Holiday gets in his way and takes the puck away. Holiday across the line, stops, looks for reinforcements. Now spins towards the wall. Borlicki on him man-to-man. Holiday, head and shoulder fake, still with possession. Borlicki now gives him a two-hand shiver into the glass, trying to free the puck. Does go to the corner after it is lodged, and he'll poke it along. 90 seconds to go here in the third period. Wisconsin a 6-1 lead. Puck down in the Ohio State zone, and Bricky after it there. Good bump by Scholl. Bricky fights through it. Angles a pass ahead to center and Thiessing. His snapshot blocked by the Badgers. Ricochet to the near side and Wise to the point and Bricky. Thought about shooting, didn't. Then he did. And with McClellan on the seat of his pants, that puck went wide of the Badgers' net. Now Wisconsin has just iced it with 1:04 left to play.
Not a great play by Simon Tassi. All he had to do was pick up his head, and he could have just flip-flopped it up into the air and not taking the icing call, but instead kind of a little bit of panic, thought he was going to get drilled from behind, and just fired it down the ice. Defensive zone faceoff. Badgers trying to avoid as many of these as they possibly can here in the last minute.
Faceoff goes to the corner. Lodge tied up with Thiessen. Good battle on the near wall by Fitzgerald to come out of there with it. He got hooked up high by Dekhut, but the referees just don't feel like calling anything now.
Not with a minute left.
No, and it's 6-1.
You better be bleeding and missing an appendage.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Charlie Stremlin on the forecheck. He wants to get a goal. He just knocked down Thiessen, who wiped out behind the Badgers' net. Nothing called, though. Puck all the way down the ice, though. They won't call icing there either. So the Wisconsin Badgers knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes last night, 3-0, behind the goaltending of Kyle McClellan. And tonight they turn the offense up a notch. Two goals in the first period, the first from David Cilia. Penalty shot goal by Quinn Finley early in the second. The Badgers also get a shorthander from Owen Lindmark, and Wisconsin is off to a 12-4 start, now 6-2 in the Big Ten. A 6-1 rout of Ohio State tonight here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Again, our game title sponsor, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1, a one-minute timeout. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Save money by never changing the battery for the life of the alarm. A worry-free 10-year sealed-in smoke alarm is $16.99 right now at Menards. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift. Prices good through December 3rd.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
No scoring in the third period. Both teams had 10 shots on goal. Wisconsin finishes with 37, Ohio State 22. Badgers beat the Buckeyes here tonight, 6-1. Our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
And Postick, Wisconsin, 6-1 victors over Ohio State here tonight. The Badgers improved to 12-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten. Ohio State falls to 5-7-3. 0-7-1 in league play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Ian?
Okay, I'm going to break the rules again.
Go ahead.
First star, the line of Celia, De St. File, and Lucius. Just put a bundle of points up. Didn't have any minuses on their score sheet.
Yep.
And were pretty much in command the whole time. And I have to take my hat off to the one person, Cruz Lucius, who, for whatever reason, gets away with all that stick handling and does whatever. But the most important part of him is that he finds people wide open once he does get open. I mean, he was really, really good tonight. So I gave the whole line the first star. Second star, second line, Bantle, Lindmark, and Horbach. I gave them the second star of the game just because they were involved in everything. And when two of the three get a shorthanded goal and an assist on it, yeah, they've had a pretty good night. It was great. And the third star I would put to Quinn Finley, just because of the fact that he showed me something that I haven't seen in a long time, and that was a penalty shot goal. That was very, very impressive. And so for Quinn Finley to get tugged down and then be able to score on the penalty shot showed me a lot of class for the young man, because he just held his head up high and went in and made a very important goal, to be honest with you, because it was the third goal that made it 3-0. And you get into a situation where 2-0 is good, but they say a two-goal lead is the worst lead in hockey. 3-0 is really good. So for Quinn Finley, very important goal, third star of the game.
All right, our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Clary Building Corp, since 1978.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin, a 6-1 win over Ohio State tonight to get to 12-4 and 6-2 in the Big Ten, only 1 point behind idle Michigan State for first place. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Who is it, Ian?
Well, it was energizing and relieving all at the same time. David Cilia's power play goal in the first period broke the ice in what was a pretty tightly contested game here in about the first 12 or 14 minutes with penalties and power plays going back and forth for each team. But beautiful setup. He shoots off the pass, goes top shelf, and as I mentioned on the air right after the goal, I just saw a big sigh of relief from the coaching staff, and in particular David Cilia, but it was also the spear or the motivation or the power that just kind of pushed the Badgers over the edge and said, hey, if he's scoring goals, let's go out and do it again. And what do you know? Next thing you know, we got a shorthanded goal. And so, yeah, I think everybody on the team was very, very proud of the fact that he finally fought through the slump and got that big power play goal. So I think it motivated, energized, and the fact that it was the first goal of the game and it was a power play goal, which they've been struggling on, all of those monkeys came off the backs.
Yeah, the Badgers, six different goal scorers tonight, 10 different point getters tonight. David Cilia, his first goal in 11 games, his second this season, a young man who had 23 goals for Minnesota State last season when he was the CCHA Forward of the Year. Badgers beat up on Ohio State tonight 6-1. Scores from around the country. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings and David Cilia here this evening. So stick around. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. Okay.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Well, 6 goals for the Badgers tonight. Make that, 53 goals the Badgers have scored this season. $1,113 going to fight colorectal cancer in honor of Rob Andringa, thanks to Exact Sciences, as we light the lamp for Ringo this season. Let's check scores from around the country. Actually, we'll start right next door at Labonte Arena, where the Wisconsin women's hockey team got back on the winning track. A 3-0 shutout of Minnesota Duluth. Kelly Gorbatenko, Britta Curl, and Lacey Eden all scored. Jane Gervais, 20 saves. Mark Johnson's club is now 13-2 and plays the Bulldogs again tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Also, the Wisconsin men's basketball team, a solid 75-64 win over third-ranked Marquette today, as Max Klesmit scored 21 points all in the first half. Stephen Crowell added 16. We'll get to the college hockey scores in just a moment, but downstairs, head coach Mike Hastings, kind enough to join us here on the postgame show. And, Mike, thanks for your time. Congratulations. Good to see the offense get going in many different ways tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks. It was good to see some depth scoring. Our power play wake up a little bit. Really, really good to see, in my opinion, one of our most consistent lines throughout the first half of the year with Lindmark and Horby and Vance, and see them rewarded for a lot of their work.
Sure.
Is it just my imagination, or was when David Cilio scored that goal, did I see a massive sigh of relief on the entire bench?
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting when you get to be in the seat that I'm in down there. You get to hear some things. And there was a little collective, hey, that a boy. You know, last night he had a few good looks, and he wants to lead by example. And that's just the type of kid he is. He's not a big talker. He wants to go do. And tonight it was good to see him get that one, because we needed our power play to make a difference. And I thought David played very well.
What do you like most about the Lindmark-Horbach-Bantle line, Mike?
You know what? There's balance there. You look at you've got energy with Horbach that just doesn't stop. You've got intellect, I think, from a guy in the middle with Lindmark that doesn't mind distributing to either side. And then you've got a horse down that left side that can go in and make some noise down below a goal line. And the other thing is I think they're humble. I think they're okay going and putting it behind defensemen. And when they have a chance to take it to the net, they do. They play very well off of each other, and they're honest. And when you have that, you can generate a lot of positivity, whether it's on the bench or through special teams. And those guys are okay digging a ditch for others to be successful. So it's really good to see those guys rewarded tonight.
Yeah, Bantle, Lindmark, and Horbach combined for 2 goals and 6 points. And Horbach sent up Lindmark with a beautiful shorthanded goal to make it 2-0 late in the first period of play. And that, I mean, it was scoreless until late when Cilia scores the power play goal. Lindmark's shorthanded goal, that gives you some juice going into the locker room. And then for the second period.
It did. And actually, you know, the another guy repaying it back where all of a sudden Lindmark goes behind the net after Bantle grabs it and cycles it to the back wall, and Lindy short sides that back to Horb, and Horb goes up top to score a goal. I really liked our start tonight. Even though we hadn't scored, I did think that we generated a lot of opportunities and we're playing the right way. I thought we came out and we were more committed to being physical and more committed to just getting on top of Ohio State, and I thought we were rewarded for that late.
You scored pretty much every way you possibly could. 5-on-5, 4-on-4, power play, shorthanded, and a penalty shot.
Yeah, you know what, guys? It's one where you want to cut those up and show the guys and make sure that they understand when they work the way that they did tonight, they're going to be rewarded. I thought we had some guys make some plays. So it was great to see some depth scoring and for us to find a way to get a sweep. It's hard to sweep in this league.
I told Brian between periods, I said, if you were a first-time college hockey fan and you wanted to know what the game was about, just review all six goals and then throw in a penalty shot, which probably 90% of the people in here have never seen before.
Yeah, and you know what? It was good to see Finn finish that. I mean, a lot of the things that happened tonight, fellas, I'm hoping are confidence builders for some of the guys. You know, again, sometimes you put the work in and you don't get the reward. And tonight they did. And so hopefully they can feel good about that tonight, get some rest tomorrow, and let us get back after it on Monday.
All right. Enjoy your Sunday. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, fellas.
You're welcome. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, following a 6-1 win over Ohio State tonight. Let's get to the college hockey scores now. We'll start in Atlantic Hockey, where AIC beat first place Sacred Heart 3-2. Holy Cross, a 4-1 win over Niagara. Mercyhurst beat Canisius 5-1. RIT, a 6-2 win over Robert Morris. And Bentley beat Air Force 3-0. So Air Force now 8-9-1, as Ian mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and that's the Badgers' opponent in the first round of the Quick Trip holiday faceoff in Milwaukee December 28th and 29th. The ECAC tonight, Clarkson and Dartmouth, a 2-2 overtime tie. Quinnipiac, ranked fifth in the country, shut out Union 5-0. The Bobcats lead the ECAC. Colgate, a 4-2 win over Cornell. St. Lawrence shut out Harvard 2-0. And Princeton beat RPI 6-4. Non-conference, Western Michigan, a sweep of Lindenwood 5-1 tonight. Long Island won at the Whale, beating Yale 3-1. You ever been to the Whale?
No.
No? Oh, that's a cool place in New Haven, Connecticut. Hey, we're going to go downstairs and talk with one of our stars of the game, Badgers alternate captain David Cilia, who scored the first goal of the game on the power play, and the Badgers went on to a 6-1 win. David, Brian Posick, and Ian Perrin up here. Congratulations on the goal, but also congratulations on the win. That is the most important thing here, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it feels good to get two, especially in our home barn, and kind of get rolling again.
Yeah, but what did it feel like when you put that one in the back of the net? David,
a lot of relief. You know, the guys were good. They were supporting me, and they were all happy for me, so it makes it a little more special too when you got your teammates rallying around you. So but
my comment after you scored was, I just saw a whole bunch of oxygen going out because there was a big sigh of relief on the entire Badger bench.
Yeah, no, it was a good feeling and one I don't want to forget.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're used to it. And it just seemed like every time you had the stick on your puck, whether it was tonight before that goal or last weekend or whatever, it just was bouncing around. You know, it just didn't seem to just sit nicely so you could really shoot the thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny how it goes, right? You know, sometimes they just go in and you don't think about it. And when you're trying to force it in sometimes, maybe you don't get the bounces you want. But I'm just glad one went in tonight and just keep rolling from there.
Yeah. What's the biggest takeaway from tonight's effort, David?
Good. I thought we played a good team game. You know, we proved to ourselves that we stick together and, you know, we're going to be a hard team to beat. So hopefully we learn from that and learn that, you know, we're going to be a tough out if we bring ourselves and play for each other every night.
Yeah. And defensively, continue to be good. One goal allowed this weekend, just like last weekend, the top defensive team in the country. That's a true team effort too, isn't it?
Yeah, team effort. And I think, you know, Kyle has really kept us in a lot of games, especially early on. You know, that's something maybe we have to focus on is our starts. But, you know, Kyle's been a rock back there this whole year so far. And kind of from him out, we kind of build. And our D-man get a good job clearing out pucks and only let him get one rebound. And like you said, team effort.
When's the last time you saw a penalty shot?
It's been a while, actually.
I was about to say, I've been doing this game a long time, and it's been a long time since I've seen a penalty shot and a penalty shot that scored.
Yeah, right. You know, the right guy to have it at doing it. You know, Finner's a good skilled forward, so we all knew he was going to bury.
Yeah, the last penalty shot the Badgers scored, Trent Frederick, who's now with the Boston Bruins, beat Cale Morris of Notre Dame back in January of 2018. The last penalty shot that we saw, though, was January 17th of 2020, Tarek Baker against Michigan State against John Letheman. Tarek didn't score on that one, but Finley did here tonight. So you got two more games left before the Christmas break. You're only a point out of first place, too. You guys are in really good shape right now as you get close to Christmas, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we're happy with where we're at right now, but not satisfied. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it's been going by fast, but, you know, it's been a grind too. So We got to take care of business at home and then enjoy time with our families and, you know, look forward to that as well.
Now, do you go home to Arne Prior?
No, I'm going to Vancouver. My mom moved out west, so a little more scenery, a little warmer weather too. No.
Can I tell you something? It's going to be on the air, but I really don't care. I had a guy that I played pro hockey with who was from Arne Prior, and this was 30 years ago. And he, unfortunately, did not get along with the person who was writing the program, so they called it Armpit Ontario. Yeah, when I saw you were from there, I went, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, I've seen a few misspellings. I think last year it was Am Prior. So the RN is the trouble one, but I've never heard Armpit. That's funny.
Armpit Ontario. We all just went, what?
Well, we're all proud to be from there. So.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, David, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. That's David Cilia here, one of our stars of the game, joining us. He got the first goal of the game, and like you said, it was a big sigh of relief. Let's see, where the heck were we? We're doing non-conference games. How about Augustanic winning at Northern Michigan 5-3? The Vikings, coached by Garrett Reboyne, 5-7-2. You know, they beat CC earlier in the year. They ended up tying Denver, which is one of the best teams in the country. Arizona State won at Colorado College 2-0. Hockey East tonight. Top-ranked Boston College bounced back from last night's loss to Northeastern and beat the Huskies 3-1. Northeastern's 4-8-1. We'll see them in Milwaukee in a few weeks. Also, BU knocked off Merrimack 5-2. The Terriers on top of Hockey East. NCHC, how about North Dakota last night rallied back from a 4-1 deficit, beat Denver 7-5 tonight. The Pioneers win in overtime 3-2 in a matchup of the second and third ranked teams in the country.
That would have been a good series to see. I can imagine there was intensity that you could cut with a knife in those games.
For sure. Also, Omaha, a 1-0 overtime win at Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs fall to 4-7-3. They'll be in Milwaukee at the Quick Trip Holiday face-off as well. Lake Superior State lost at home to Minnesota State 4-3. St. Thomas, a 7-1 rout at Ferris State. And Michigan Tech beat Bowling Green 3-2 this evening. And in the Big Ten, Penn State over Minnesota 6-3. Ryan Kerwin, 2 goals and an assist. Germantown's Noah Grannon, 23 saves for the Nittany Lions. Justin Close had 37 for the Gophers. And Jake Barcheski, 28 saves as Michigan held off Notre Dame 2-1. Frank Nazer and Dylan Duke scored goals for the Wolverines. So as we look at the Big Ten standings right now, Michigan State, which is idle this weekend, in first place with 19 points. The Badgers alone in second with 18. They've matched their win total in conference play from last year and the previous season. Notre Dame's in third place with 15 points. Minnesota 13, Michigan 12, Penn State 11, and Ohio State 2. The Badgers beat Ohio State here tonight 6-1. The highlights are next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Back here at the Kohl Center for a couple of more minutes. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers trying to sweep the Buckeyes and get to 12-4 and 6-2 in the Big Ten, while Ohio State was still seeking its first win in conference play. Here are the plays of the game. Cilia across the line. Patient finds DeSaint Fowl. Now Dexheimer. Open man is Lucius. Walks back towards the wall to the hash mark. Cilia sets. Turns. Scores! David Cilia! Second power play for Ohio State. Vorlicki cross-checking at 19:27. Badgers steal the puck. Horbach sauce pass. Finds Lindmark. He cuts in right in front. Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horbach to Lindmark! It's 2-0 Wisconsin! Here comes Finley. He's got a penalty shot. Picks up the puck at center ice off to his right. The left-hander now cutting to the slot. Looking, looking, shooting, and scoring! He beat Turnus blocker side. Penalty shot for Quinn Finley. 3-0 Wisconsin. Then Mark sauce across Lucius. Lucius steps towards the dot. He pulls the trigger loose in front. Rebound. Tassie scores! Lucius braces for the hit from Wahlberg. Now Fitzgerald and Montez battling for the puck. And Riley Herbst, the goaltender, will just paddle it through the crease a little bit. And then he turned it over. What a pass, Fitzgerald to Lucius. 5-1 Wisconsin. Horbach fires one blocked, and that really stung Scooter Bricky. But it made its way to Herbst. He kept it out of the net, behind the net. Now Lindmark setting up. Horbach, he scores. There are your plays of the game. The Wisconsin Badgers 6-1 victors over Ohio State tonight. David Cilia scored his second of the season on the power play from Lucius and Dexheimer at 17:23 to make it 1-0 in the first period. And then a shorthanded goal from Owen Lindmark, his seventh goal this season, his seventh career shorthanded goal. Horbach and Palatichuk with helpers at 19:38, a 2-0 Wisconsin lead at that point. Quinn Finley, fourth goal of the year, came on a penalty shot at 3:18. Simon Tassie's power play goal at 6:45 made it 4-0 with Lucius and Lindmark getting helpers. Ohio State scored its lone goal of the weekend on a power play by Patrick Guzzo at 8:11, but the Badgers added a second period goal from Cruz Lucius, his eighth of the year, from Christian Fitzgerald at 10:37, and then Horbach about 2 minutes later scored his second of the season from Lindmark and Bantle. It was 6-1 after two, and that was the final score. 37 shots on goal for Wisconsin tonight. Ohio State managed only 22. Buckeyes 1-for-6 on the power play, Ian. They had 3 shots on goal on the power play tonight. I'm looking for the total power play time. I don't see it, but you have 6 power plays and you only get 3 shots on goal. That's not very good.
No, statistically, that doesn't add up to anything that comes close to success. Let's put it that way. Yeah,
good for the Badgers. They go 2-for-4 on the power play tonight, and maybe that'll get going here a little bit.
Well, that's the one thing that I think has been bothering the coaching staff more than anything is the, you know, they came in here with that shoot first, pass second mentality, yeah, or pass later mentality, and for whatever reason, both power play units have been really good moving the puck around the perimeter, but nobody's teeing it up.
Yeah, Wisconsin was 1-for-its last 23 until going 2-for-4 tonight. 6 penalties, 12 minutes on the Buckeyes. The Badgers, 7 penalties, 14 minutes. Wisconsin won 39 of 67 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark, again, very good in the circles. He won 15 of 21, 13 block shots for the Badgers tonight. Leading the way for the Wisconsin was Daniel Lotch. 18 blocks for Ohio State. They got 4 from co-captain Scooter Bricky. 3 different goaltenders used by Ohio State coach Steve Rolick tonight. Logan Turnus played the first 26 and a half minutes, gave up 4 goals on 21 shots. He took the loss. He's 5-7-3. That's the Buckeyes' record overall. They're 0-7-1 in conference play. Kyle McClellan quietly solid again tonight. 21 saves from McClellan. He's now 11-4 this season. The Badgers are 12-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten, only a point out of first place with 2 games left before the Christmas break. 9,720 fans on hand to watch a game that lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1. And we'll close things out in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead tricky dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Fun to see a bunch of former Badger goalies back tonight on Goalie Night. Fun to watch Bill Howard drop the ceremonial first puck before the Badgers finished off a sweep of Ohio State, winning here 6-1. Next weekend, a couple of occasions to mark on your calendar. Penn State will be in town Saturday, December 9th. It's the annual Teddy Toss to benefit Toys for Tots. So Saturday, bring your wrapped teddy bears or other stuffed animals. You can throw them out on the ice after the Badgers score their first goal, I believe is the plan. So that's next Saturday. And then next Friday in the series opener against Penn State at 8 o'clock, Paul Brown and Bill Howard will be reunited on the radio. They'll call the play-by-play action next Friday against Penn State on the air at 7:30, and again face-off at 8 o'clock. It was 50 years ago that Paul Brown was hired by Bob Johnson to replace Bob Miller as the radio voice of Wisconsin hockey.
Yeah, it's not like he was replacing a legend or anything.
Or Bob, Hall of Famer.
Bob Miller goes to L.A. and is the king of California hockey for about the next 30 years. Yes, it was. And I'm sure that there was some anxiety from Paul Brown when you are replacing a legend. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not. And Paul's a legend, and we are thrilled that he'll be back calling Badger hockey with Bill Howard, who is about as colorful as a person can be.
I think that the one thing that I was a little bit shocked at is that I've seen PB at every game, practice, and everything that there is. I think he's a little nervous about this.
Oh, really?
Engagement that he's going to be in.
He is excited, very excited. We're excited for him.
Be good for him.
Again, Wisconsin hockey are on Wednesday, 7:05 on the Badger Sports Network. My thanks to our producer, Augustine Samuel. Very nice job, Augustine, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian, thank you very much. To all the fans and listeners, thank you for being a part of it. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score here tonight from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Yeah. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The same top 40 songs over and over and over and over. Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens.
This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Accused of shooting to death 4 people in 4 days in Los Angeles County, a man now under arrest. There may be more victims, as LA Police Chief